The importance of the physical and emotional health of our first responders should never be second-guessed. Having a community of support for police, fire, and EMS is more critical today than ever before. Welcome to the Wellness Equation Podcast, powered by Provicta and Health Partners, a first-of-its-kind place where first responders and their families can get the support they need to keep themselves and their communities healthy and strong. Hi, hello everyone. I'm Andy Skugman, your host of the Wellness Equation Podcast. Running 5 miles, bench pressing 200 pounds, and doing 3 sets of bicep curls to exhaustion every other day. Well, you see cops and firefighters doing this routine, this type of workout all the time. But is it working? Is it helping first responders get in better shape to actually do their jobs? In episode 4 of the Wellness Equation Podcast, we learn the answer is no. Max Lipsett of Provicta is a performance coach and movement specialist. He has an impressive background as a professional athlete and an expert in strength and conditioning. Here is our conversation. Well, Max, welcome. Let's talk first about your background and your experience in exercise and fitness. You started in 2007?
Yeah, I've been doing this for a while now. I was a college soccer player and really enjoyed the strength and conditioning aspect of that part of my life, and started working for my college coach's strength and conditioning company around that time, 2007. So it's been almost 15 years for me in this industry. I was planning to go to medical school at one point, and then decided I enjoyed being in the gym more than being in the hospital. And big shout out to everybody who's on the front lines right now in the hospital during this COVID pandemic. Really appreciate everything that those guys are doing. That's how I got into exercise and fitness, was on the back end of my soccer career. And my wife and I started our own company in 2011. And we're now 3 locations across the metro area. Our company is called The Powerhouse Minnesota. Our website is tphmn.com. And right around 2016, when Mike Goldstein started Provicta, Mike and I started talking about how to incorporate exercise and functional fitness into a health and wellness plan for first responders. And so this has been 3 or 4 years in the making between Mike and myself and the other experts and partners that are involved, and we're really excited now to be launching this thing.
Talk a little bit about the difference between working with first responders, firefighters, cops, compared to other populations out there.
Yeah, well, first responders are in a position where their livelihood and also their lives can depend on their levels of exercise, fitness, and their ability to move and navigate certain challenging situations that they find themselves in because of their role in our communities as the protectors and the people on the front lines. They have to prioritize fitness and health for that reason. So when it comes to working with first responders, I think there's just a little bit more emphasis and priority given to what we're doing when we're working on movement or talking about how to develop a fitness plan that's going to allow a first responder to really optimize their performance on the job. So that's one thing I really enjoy when it comes to working with this population of first responders is the direct application to their work and to the value that they're bringing to the community depends on their ability to demonstrate their fitness and call on their fitness in challenging situations. So I really enjoy that process. And, you know, when I'm able to help somebody understand that increasing their range of motion in their hips is going to make their knees feel better and their lower back, and they're able to start applying those things and it improves their ability to perform their job, that's one of the most satisfying things for me.
You're an expert in functional movement. What is it, and why is it important for first responders to prioritize functional movement in their training?
Yeah, so functional movement is any type of movement that you find in daily life that you're required to do, you know, for an essential reason in your life. So whether that's picking things up and moving them around, or, you know, running away from something or running after something, climbing things, crawling, these are patterns and movements that life demands that we're able to do. And when it comes to first responders, when these guys are in the field, when these men and women are in the field, they need to be able to do these types of movements on demand. You know, they can't stop and warm up and say, okay, I got to warm up before I go chase this person, or, you know, before I climb up that ladder into that building. You know, they need to be ready to respond. And so that level of readiness is something I'm really passionate about, helping first responders develop. And then also making sure that they're capable and confident with the functional movements that they need for their job, as opposed to, you know, working on a fitness program for an aesthetic reason or a performance reason that's not related to their work. The first responders have a huge demand for being functional that's required by their job. So that's one thing that has been really satisfying for me, like I said, with working with this community, is being able to restore function for people or improve function for people in a way where they really are able to see a translation to doing their job better, serving our communities better.
Couple things that I know about first responders. One, they're very disciplined, and two, they often don't like change, right? So oftentimes most cops, firefighters that I know, they're up every morning, they're jogging 5 miles, and every other day they're in the gym bench pressing. If they're not doing functional movement, are they doing the wrong things, do you think, Max?
Well, I mean, there's certain minimum levels of movement that we need to have as humans. So I'm never going to tell somebody that their movement practice is harming them necessarily. You know, any movement is generally a positive for us, but no one has more than 24 hours in a day, right? So we need to be able to do certain functional movements and patterns, and we need to be efficient with how we're exercising and training to facilitate our ability to do those things that life requires us to do, that our jobs require us to do. And so, you know, what I'm really passionate about is helping individuals see, you know, maybe where they have a little bit of deficiency, or maybe where they could make their training more efficient through assessment and individualized programming. That's something that can really transform a disciplined individual into just a heat-seeking missile when it comes to their fitness. Because if people are being efficient, there's no reason why they can't have full function, full capacity, and continue to see lots of progress with their fitness, you know, at any age.
Sure. Talk a little bit more about the assessment personalization process that you run clients through. What does that look like? What does that entail?
Yeah, so we use a functional movement screen where we look at the body from the big toe all the way up to the, you know, the crown of the head, and we look at an individual's posture, we look at range of motion in all the joints, and that allows us to identify where an individual might be missing mobility or they might be missing stability. And so the body works in a combination of mobility and stability. And so we have to have mobility in the right places and stability in the right places. And if we're missing one or the other, usually something up or downstream is being compromised. So by doing the assessment process, I can determine exactly what exercises an individual should do in order to improve their overall movement mechanics. So that's the functional movement side of the assessment. We also have several different ways that we measure people's cardiovascular fitness. We like to do lean muscle mass testing so that we can understand if a person should be prioritizing more strength training versus conditioning, things of that nature. So those are some of the layers of the assessment process that allows us to really personalize and individualize our recommendations. And that's what gives people the ability to be really efficient with their time when they're training.
We are in the midst of a pandemic. We're not sure when this will all end. What can first responders and their families be doing right now to maintain or possibly even increase their fitness levels when gyms are closed across the country? People feel like they're stuck at home. What can they do?
Well, one of the things that I think is a silver lining in the situation is some of us have more time on our hands. Some of our first responders are going to have more time because, you know, there's some things happening with the schedule and, you know, we're trying to mitigate exposure to one another, even within shifts and things of that nature. So using some of that extra time to work on your fitness is something that I definitely see as a potential value add in the situation, if there is one. And, you know, the other thing is when you're forced to change your environment and get out of the gym, you know, we have to start being more creative with our exercise planning and our workouts, and variance and variety is one of those things that will expand your fitness. So like you said, if you've been jogging 5 miles a day and then bench pressing, you know, 2 days a week and kind of doing your typical, you know, upper lower body split, you know, right now is a situation where you might not be able to do that. And so you have to start thinking about what are some other things that you can work on in terms of your fitness. Is it your flexibility? Is it your agility? Balance. There's lots of things that we could start to train during this time that would increase our abilities on the job and also expand our fitness. So I hope people are embracing that. You know, if people have questions or would like ideas about how to go about that process of changing up their routine right now, we can be reached at info@provicta.com. And that's a great place to send your questions, and we'd be glad to respond to you guys and figure out a way to get you the information you need to make sure that you have all the support right now to continue to make progress with your fitness, even while gyms are closed.
Max Lipset, part of the Provicta team, owner of the Powerhouse Minnesota gyms, 3 locations, Woodbury, St. Paul, St. Louis Park. Max, thanks for the time today, and thanks for all the information.
Thank you so much.
This podcast is written and produced by the Minnesota Chiefs of Police Association and is brought to you by Health Partners and Provicta. Strong minds, strong bodies, strong communities. Learn more at provicta.com and healthpartners.com/care. Thanks for listening. If you liked what you heard, please share this episode wherever you listen to your podcasts. Stay safe and stay well.